Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies post-council session last night. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. It was a short one. We were almost out by 7:30.
Wow.
Shocked myself.
Get the business done and get on the road. Yeah. And
do the people's work and get out of there.
Yeah. Right? Hey, this was kind of interesting, this little exchange with the county, the trail and the bridge. What was that all about?
Yeah, exchanging some the trail, the bridge for maintenance purposes. It's something that we, you know, do from time to time, working with our counterparts at the county, making sure that we're balancing our maintenance needs and where it makes sense. So they're going to be taking over the trail project or trail maintenance down towards the drawing a blank now, down by Cascades. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're continuing to do a lot of work around there. We got a lot of construction actually down at Cascades, Brown Street and Randolph there. And actually last night we're talked about in putting in future construction up Brown Street and taking that 10-foot path all the way up Brown Street to Michigan Ave to start to connect more of our trails. So that was certainly a maintenance issue, but we look forward to continuing to build more of our trails and make sure our city's more connected in that way.
So you work well with the county?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think in a large part, the city does as well. I think we disagree on a lot of different issues, and that's probably just because the politics of the city and the politics of the broader county are a little bit different, and you know, people have to represent their areas. There's a lot of more rural areas out in Jackson County, but we do get along, and where we can work together, we mm-hmm. do. You know, the city manager and I have breakfast with the city administrator and the chair of the board, Chairman Shotwell, frequently. So we have good working relationships, and where we can collaborate on different projects, we certainly do.
So you're looking at over a dozen street projects for next year.
Oh, yeah. So we are working to fill the slate for next year's construction projects. We received a bunch of engineering reports last night and are scheduling public hearings of necessity for the November 9th city council meeting to include, man, it, I don't know how many projects there were, but it went from about item D through Q, and that's going to be on, I think, list here in front of me, Biddle Street, Arnold, Burr, Dwight, Deo, I mean, Williams Street, a number of other streets to do street reconstruction and water main replacement, and where we dig into the road, we'll also be replacing lead service lines next year. So these are, you know, millions of dollars worth of new water and sewer line reconstruction and street reconstruction projects. So we'll be talking to the, you know, getting that out to the public and then hearing back on whether we need to do those projects coming up here at the November 9th. And those will probably be slated, if they're approved by council, probably slated for construction sometime in spring, summer of next year.
Mm-hmm. So where's that money coming from? I don't think you're just going to leave a check on your way out, are you?
I don't get paid that much, but it'll be coming from our local and major street funds, our water and sewer funds, mm-hmm. and to the extent possible where we can, I'm sure we'll also be using some of the American Rescue Plan Act dollars on some of that as it relates to fixing our critical infrastructure and within our water department. So, but these are, you know, normal projects that we're going to be doing. We just, over the last couple of years, we've been really focused on fixing more of our infrastructure and working a lot smarter in terms of going into streets that are not only bad on a PACER rating, but also need that critical water and sewer infrastructure. So we can use more of our water and sewer funds to help tear into the road, fix the underlying infrastructure there, and then come back over and encapsulate it with new pavement. So these projects, I think, speak to that strategy.
Yeah, you told us earlier about the new marijuana facility at, I think, Wildwood and Ganson.
Yeah, we just approved a Class B license, which I think is up to 500 plants. Last night to, I think, Wildwood Essence is the name of the company. So they'll be locating there just off Wildwood, just at the edge of the west side of the city. And they'll be putting in a grow operation. And last night we also spoke to changing our ordinance to allow for more Class C, Class B, and Class A grow licenses. We've got a lot of interest, and because we've been restrictive on those licenses, we've got a lot more, I think, quality applicants and quality developers for some of these projects. The objective that just came in is a $20 million investment going to create 100 new jobs in the city, and we want to attract more investment in this kind of old manufacturing base that has people that are ready to work and ready to work in this industry. I think that we have a real advantage sitting at the crossroads of 127 and 94 to be a major hub for this burgeoning industry in the state of Michigan.
Well, it seems a lot of people are, we have a lot of jobs and a lot of people are looking for workers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the more that some of those industries cluster and kind of co-locate here, I think the more opportunity that we have to also expand training opportunities. These are not only jobs, but they're good paying jobs. I think even at Loom, they offer more than $15 an hour in healthcare. And, you know, they're going to be doing similar wages and benefits at Objective, and as we continue to grow, we want to not only attract good investment in buildings and infrastructure and site plans and design and just the aesthetics of the investment in our community, but also investment in people of our community. And you do that through good wages, good benefits, and, you know, good retirement that people can survive on.
So what?
That's part of our scoring criteria that we use for our retail licenses. And some of the conversations last night indicated that that's some of the same scoring that we should also use for our grow operation licenses as well.
What does a license cost?
Oh, I mean, it ranges based on what you want to do. And I don't know, frankly, I don't know. There's a lot of different fees from the state. There's different fees from the city. We don't make much money on it at all, but we will make significant money on property tax income as well as income tax income from the individuals' jobs that are created. So it's, I think, a good place to be, good strategy to have, and we're putting it to use.
So, trick or treat, you guys talked about that last night.
Trick or treat, yeah, is officially sanctioned for October 31st from 6 to 8. So, definitely get out. I'm haven't been told what I'm to dress as this year, but
Pat Birch.
I'll dress as Pat Birch, start pulling weeds downtown. But, my daughter's going to be a witch, so I'll probably be a corresponding cat or broomstick or something like that.
There you go.
So, always play the part.
Okay. Next meeting is Tuesday the 26th. How many meetings do you have left? Do you have a little countdown.
Three. I got a low count. Yeah, low countdown. I got three left. So
three to go.
Three more to go, and I still got some tricks up my sleeve.
Uh oh. Look out. No, any announcements or anything?
No announcements yet. Still working for the people as mayor. So okay. I got some work to come on affordable housing and some of the things we want to do with the American Rescue Plan Act dollars that I've been working with the city manager on that I'll probably be bringing up to the October 26th meeting. Mm-hmm. We're also be talking about the living wage ordinances as well as the electric vehicle charging ordinances at that meeting. So some more work to do there, and you know, we'll see what comes in November as well.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Thanks, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.